welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Kendrick with Health Plus. Today I'm joined by Dr. Katherine Hartman, and she works in the Department of OBGYN and also directs Vanderbilt's Evidence-Based Practice Center. Thank you, Dr. Hartman, for being with me today.
Thank you.
Today we're going to be talking about why muscle matters. Let's just start out by talking about some of the benefits of weight training and having muscle in your body.
Strength training is one of the most overlooked pieces of the things that we can do to be fit and healthy. And I like to illustrate that with a way of thinking about a trap that all of us are really familiar with, is that we frequently get to a point where we have lost weight or are at a stable weight and want to maintain that. And we know how much aerobic activity we need to do to achieve where that balance, but it starts to get longer and longer and longer. And the missing piece of that equation is that muscle is so key to our metabolism that one of the ways that we can have normal calorie intake and a well-balanced and satisfying diet is by having more muscle, because it makes more demands. It requires more calories to maintain muscle than it does fat, by almost tenfold. So a practical reason to want more muscle is that it makes it more easy for you to achieve what so many of us are working on, which is a comfortable, healthy maintenance of a good body weight. And the other reasons are the things that we may think of less, that strength training is actually a great way to overcome and prevent painful conditions. It's a great way to condition for other sports, and it is known to improve all kinds of other facets like balance and coordination when you do whole body integrated strength training. And it's also a great way in older folks that's been proven to improve cognitive function too. So there's absolutely nothing counting against a well-planned, thoughtful strength training program. It's everything that it gives you is something that I think many of us would find desirable. As we age, we lose about a half pound of muscle a year from our 30s forward. And we've all heard people talk about, well, as I get older, my metabolism is just different, and I can't eat as much.
Yes.
And those equations are directly linked. So that half pound of muscle that we're losing, so that we're losing about 5 pounds every decade of life after our 30s, is worth replacing, because it is the cause for that observation that as I get older, my metabolism is slower. Indeed it is, because for every pound of muscle you've lost the muscle that was making demands for calories to feed it. And muscle is active 24/7. It needs calories around the clock, as opposed to some of our other body structure like bone and fat is not as metabolically active. In fact, fat is metabolically quiet. It makes no demands. So muscle, on the other hand, makes demands 24/7 for calories. So it makes it possible for us to have more in our diets and to consume more calories without getting in that trap of, I need to exercise more and more and more in order to maintain my weight. So really building muscle has got so many benefits that it should be a priority for all of our training plans, for all of our personal fitness plans. Even if we don't consider ourselves an athlete that needs it for any particular end, it's just got so much metabolic advantage. It's also known to be key and endorsed by the American Diabetes Association as part of plans to treat and prevent diabetes. Because muscle is the primary user in the body of glucose. So it's also the primary user in the body of the calories that we eat. And once you've built muscle in your arms or your legs and throughout your body, when you're doing tasks that are not specifically exercise, walking up downstairs, going between meetings, lifting groceries in and out of your car, picking up your toddler, in those activities, you're now also burning more calories because you've got more muscle groups that are more robust to integrate into your daily activities. So you'll not only feel better doing them, but you get the metabolic advantage from having that muscle all day long and with every activity that you undertake.
That's great news for a lot of people. Let me ask you this. If someone is interested in starting a weight training program, they've never lifted weights before or used weights in any way, what would be your recommendation as far as the minimum time that they could expect it to take if they wanted to just dabble in it?
And you don't have to feel guilty about dabbling in it, because small amounts of time spent in strength training can really pay off. So 30 minutes three times a week, 30 minutes a couple times a week, you may surprise yourself and find you enjoy it and that you want more of it than that. And opportunities exist both in group settings to do sort of body sculpt class type content, But also I would encourage people who aren't familiar, and most people aren't. So the expectation that somehow I should know my way around the free weight area or with the machines in the gym isn't accurate. And the staff at Health Plus are more than willing. In fact, take a lot of time and energy and enjoyment out of being able to help you put together a program that meets what your needs are, any precautions that you need to take with things like joint pain or back pain, and introducing you to the things that are at an appropriate level and helping you adapt that over time.
That is true. And actually, if someone is not able to work out at Health Plus because of their schedule, we can help them create a weight training program that they can do on their own using their own body weight or using weights that they can purchase somewhere. So.
Sure. And there's so many options in terms of resistance bands and other things that make it work at home or for travel that there really is not a reason that strength training can't fit into most people's lives.
Well, thanks, Dr. Hartman, for explaining to us why muscle matters.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this Wellcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu. Or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at health and wellness, that's all one word, .vanderbilt.edu.